you say so. At least, you know what? I could see it 100 times and it's not going to change. She'll die every fucking time. Odds are. So I want to hear something different, she said, before we call it a night. Something happy, I suggested. No, sad is fine. I don't mind sad. As a matter of fact, I prefer it. But you want them all alive at the end. That's it, she said. Sad as can be, so long as nobody dies. We caught a cab to a new place I'd heard about on the ground floor of a high-rise on Amsterdam in the 90s. The crowd was salt and pepper, white college kids and black strivers, blonde fashion models and black players. The group was mixed, too. The tenor man and the bass player were white, the pianist and the drummer black. The maitre d' thought he recognized me and put us at a table near the bandstand. They were a few bars into Satin Doll when we sat down, and they followed it with a tune I recognized but couldn't name. I think it was a Thelonious Monk composition, but that's just a guess. I can hardly ever name the tune unless there's a lyric to it that sticks in my mind. Aside from ordering drinks, we didn't say a word until the set ended. We sipped our cranberry juice and soda and listened to the music. She watched the musicians, and I watched her watch